for this huge weekend, right? We have this huge weekend where we have NFL playoffs tomorrow, NFL playoffs on Sunday, and then the national championship on Monday. I made the case earlier in the show. It should be tonight. While we're at it, if we're going to talk about scheduling, but I have made the case that the divisional round in the NFL playoffs might be one of the best NFL football weekends of the year because of the stakes.
Well, the wild card round sucked.
Wild card sucks, but it kind of sucks every year. I don't think people realize it. It's like, hey, playoffs are here. But then the games suck, but the stakes are high, Kenny. The stakes are high.
Probably was better when there was only six playoff teams, even though we've taken advantage of that as the seventh playoff team before. But I don't want to say that out loud very often, so go right on ahead.
And I think the stakes can be no higher than what they are for Lamar Jackson. Kenny, Lamar Jackson. Sunday night at 6:30, we will find out.
Are you setting the tone here for what's to come over the weekend?
I'm just telling you right now, you better be dialed in. Because Lamar Jackson, this will be the biggest game of his life. We'll find out once and for all whether Lamar Jackson is one of the biggest frauds in NFL playoff history. The guy has had worse Januaries than the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. Now, they might get a pardon, so we'll see what happens there.
Oh,
he has one more playoff win than he has MVPs, and that's a compliment. Every year, it's look at all the stats. Look at all the MVPs. Look at all the numbers. Yeah, well, I'm trying to look for the wins, and instead I see all the overthrows. I see all the losses, the bad body language. I looked up his playoff stats, Kenny. 12 touchdowns, passer rating of 83. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Jake Delhomme. Lamar only has 8 touchdowns and a passer rating of 81, which is good enough for 43rd in NFL playoff history. You know who that's 42 spots behind?
Who?
Baker Mayfield. Maybe that's why not one single team tried to offer Lamar Jackson a contract 2 years ago when anyone could have. While the year before, a third of the league went after Deshaun Watson. Lamar, you've been carried by your kicker these last 5 years, and guess what? You've officially wasted his prime.
Oh, my God.
Y'all think this is a big weekend for Lamar Jackson?
It's a big weekend for Lamar Jackson. I just didn't know you had all that. You can't be saying that stuff about January so close to coming in hot.
I said they're going to get a pardon. I got another one for you.
They might get a pardon. That's not guaranteed yet.
I got another one.
Okay.
I got another one for you. Amari Cooper. Remember Amari Cooper?
Yeah, I remember Amari Cooper.
Has anybody seen Amari Cooper?
Which, real quick, Tony Romo thought that he was a free agent pickup. He thought he was a free agent pickup. We're like, no, he got traded.
Romo plays a little.
We got a third.
A little fast and loose with the facts on some of those. He's got to worry about his next 27-hole golf extravaganza.
Yeah.
All right, I think I've seen more of Deshaun Watson in Berea than I've seen Amari Cooper in Buffalo recently. When he said back in July he was going to hold out, I didn't know he meant the final month of the football season. 20 catches in 8 games, Kenny, since getting traded to the juggernaut Bills. Here are the more relevant Coopers right now. Do you want a power ranking? Mitch, can you find a power ranking?
You got Mitch trying to find the power ranking.
I'm just saying. I can do it right now. Number one, Mini Coopers. The most recent one has been discontinued. Number two, Winnie Cooper, who's also been in the news. Number three.
What's she in the news for?
I'll talk to you after the show. Number three.
I'll look at now.
Number three, John Cooper, because of the Ohio State Michigan stuff. And let's do a fourth. Hanging with Mr. Cooper, played by the hilarious Mark Curry, who performed at the Funny Bone in September in Cleveland, which is more recently than I think Amari Cooper performed in Cleveland.
I remember it was Holly Robinson Pete who was in that show, and then at the end he told her he had feelings for her.
Finally.
And she's like, what? He said, I said I have feelings for you.
All right, one more, Kenny, one more, because this was something that we had the news on yesterday. We didn't get to it on the show. And I ask you right now, Mayor Bibb, it just got brought up with Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Whose legacy is going to be at stake more than Mayor Bibb and the 57 city councilmen? If they don't fix this total injustice in the city of Cleveland, a downtown drunken staple that Clevelanders depend on, and I haven't even heard a peep from Daryl on this crisis. You thought I was talking about the Browns. I'm talking about the third largest St. Patrick's Day parade in the country, which is right here in Cleveland. Mitch, you'll find out this year. You'll find out.
Oh.
You'll be a part of it. Apparently, it's being threatened by a massive $25 million roads project on Superior. that just got sprung on the city. And by just sprung, I mean in 2019. We've known about this since 2019. And the city is now panicking.
Well, the COVID affected something
along
there.
With the parade goers, the people that put on the parade, they're trying to figure this out. First, the Scottish Hammer gets exiled, and now we lose the parade. You better come up with an alternative for this, or I've got just the right place in Cuyahoga County for you to do this. Another place that would be happy to steal another Cleveland institution. You want to take this parade to Brook Park, Kenny? Would that tickle your fancy? Can we do a remote there?
This is... Where did you get all...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is some hot stuff.
I'm not happy. And instead of the Modell law,
this is hot stuff.
We can call it the Malloy law, where we actually try to use common sense and keep this story to vent. Because if we lose the Browns and the parade, Kenny, I can already predict Mayor Bibbs' future. It starts with Al and ends with Packa. We're taking the kids to the farm. Let's go. Southern Ohio, we can do this. They can't get rid of the
Mike
parade.
Mike White,
Kenny,
operates an alpaca farm.
We can't get rid of the
parade.
That's
why I said it.
They're saying...
No, you can't get rid of the parade.
It's for a couple of years, they may not have a place for it.
Once you get rid of the... Once you stop the parade for 1 year, then you never get it back. That's how that goes. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Will that make the Columbus Day Parade now the biggest parade? Will it make the Hall of Fame Parade now the biggest parade?
Well, the Hall of Fame Parade's a pretty damn big parade.
How about the Burton Parade? That me and you have both been the master of ceremonies.
Yes, that's right. Well, we're the Grand Marshals of it.
Yes.
The Grand Marshals of the Burton Parade.
I thought you were going to say Grand something else.
No, we are not the Grand something else of the Burton Parade.
All right, this weekend, divisional game. Kenny, you used to say...
Called Bill Belichick that by accident once.
You have said in the past that, you know, the Browns are out of it.
Unbelievable.
You're not necessarily maybe all into Super Bowls because the Browns... What about divisional round? You've got a great game on Sunday night.
Yeah.
I think the Kansas City Chiefs game, Owen's not here. I think Owen will be celebrating another trip to an AFC Championship game. I don't know how competitive C.J. Stroud and the Texans can make that game, but on Sunday at 6:30,
yeah.
I mean, I'm going to feel like a little kid watching Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. I am really looking forward to that game. You're not?
I want the Bills to win. I want the Bills to win the Super Bowl now. I don't know. They got to play the Lions. I would say... it's hard for me. I heard what they said yesterday. It's hard for me to pull against Lamar Jackson, but I don't want the Ravens to do well.
Yeah,
I wish he played for a different team.
I know.
It's easy for me to root for the Bills.
So the afternoon
where they're
show,
not in our division, and they were never the Cleveland Browns at one point.
The afternoon show said yesterday that Lamar Jackson is maybe the most likable quarterback in NFL history. Like
I don't think
they've
ever met
player.
What Dolphins fans feel about Tua Tagovailoa. Seriously, I mean, people love that guy.
Yeah.
People love that guy. I think that Josh Allen is up there right now. I think Lamar is up there right now. Yeah,
both of them are really likable.
Patrick, but I'm going to root against him in certain senses. Yeah, yeah.
We don't want the Ravens to win, but my problem is, could the Ravens? Who do you think has a better chance against the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game? Because it's going to be an Arrowhead.
You're saying Ravens or Bills?
Ravens or Bills?
Bills.
Interesting.
No, I take it back. I think the Ravens are a more complete team.
Now that they have Derrick Henry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that change things?
I take it back. I think the Ravens are a more complete team. I'll take the Ravens. I know the Bills beat them earlier this year. I'll take the Ravens to be. Oh, God, I can't see them. If they win the Super Bowl, I'm going to be sick.
Do you care at all now that Baker's gone, we don't have that to either root for or root against. Do you care at all about the NFC side of things? Minnesota's gone, so Detroit. Detroit has been that team that's been magical all year.
I think it's natural to root for Detroit. Isn't it natural? They're our neighbors. I would like I am sitting out and saying I'm a conscientious objector. I'm a neutral observer. Of Notre Dame and Ohio State. I think I'd be the same way with the Bills and Detroit if they were to have a Super Bowl between Lake Erie. Yeah, I'd probably just want a good game and be happy for the team that won and be sad for the fan base that lost.
Mick, can you imagine though if how this is setting up? If somehow Jaden Daniels pulls that off, if he finds a way to go on the road when another road playoff game, it's against Detroit, the team that was the one seed, and they're not as injured as they were before. Still don't have, Aiden Hutchinson, obviously.
Yeah.
But if they somehow figure out a way to pull that off, and then on the other side of the bracket, you've got Philly, who's been in turmoil the entire season, and they didn't even play that well.
Now their fans are in turmoil.
Yeah, they didn't even play that well. Imagine that. Like, we're just trying desperately to put a winning season together. At Philly, they put a winning season together every year, and they go to the playoffs every year.
Well, remember, it was 2-2, and they were talking about firing Nick Sirianni. Then they got, I hate to say it, we were the get-right game, and then they took off for the rest of the season.
They didn't even play well in that game either. Matt Stafford could be going back to a Super Bowl. In this case,
I really like Matt Stafford. I really like Sean McVay, too.
They were counting out.
I always kind of like the Rams. Philadelphia, if I'm rooting for anybody, I'm rooting for Detroit. I'm rooting for Buffalo. That's how it goes. Kansas City and Houston, I got no dog in that fight. I want to see Kansas City lose. I want to see Houston lose, too. I can't have them having anything over us. I don't want that either. So that's what you get. 216-474-0092. It's that time of year now. It's that time of the week. Coming in hot. 216-474-0092. Please keep your comments within the boundaries of good taste. I know what he just said. I am getting tweets about that comment. That was some strong stuff.